from the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, June the 7th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Roger Hannigan-Gilson is reporting in the Daily Mail that Crossroads Brewing Company is coming to Catskill. On Monday, June the 6th, the Athens-based brewery finalized its purchase of Columbia Green Media's former printing building located on Water Street in the village. Crossroads will house its production facility and tasting room at that location. Brewery co-owner Ken Landon said the Athens Brew House and restaurant will stay exactly where it is, but the new location will allow the company to better supply New York with beer, with future plans to expand wholesale into surrounding states and beyond. Landon and business partner Janine Bennett purchased the former Brooks Opera House in Athens in October of 2009, opened a 7-barrel brew house and tasting room a year later, followed by the pub in June 2011 and a full restaurant in the summer of 2012. Crossroads took first place in the 2014 World's Beer Cup's Best Foreign Style Stout category for their Black Route Stout and was recently named Best Craft Beer Brewery in the Hudson Valley. Landon is an active WGXC programmer. He hosts the Hudson Valley Tap Show, which airs on the third Monday of each month. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Kinderhook Village Board held a special meeting last week to approve several projects, including an upgrade to the Village Hall bathroom to comply with the Americans with Disability Act, a new meter for the sewer line that goes to the Valencia sewer plant, and new equipment for village firefighters. At the May 25th meeting, the board agreed to move forward with plans to make the two bathrooms at Village Hall into a unisex bathroom. The project is expected to cost $25,000. The board also approved funding for new air packs and masks for firefighters at a cost of approximately $102,000. The board also agreed to purchase a new meter to measure sewage going from the village to the Valencia sewer plant. The meter currently in place has produced inaccurate readings, which has created some problems with village sewer bills. The Valencia Village Board gave the Kinderhook Board until this fall to correct the metering. The cost of a new meter and insulation would be approximately $7,000, according to Mayor Jim Dunham. Dunham also indicated he would like to double the maintenance fee paid by sewer users to $10 per quarter or $40 a year. That fee hike will be discussed at the board's next regular meeting on Wednesday, June the 8th. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the town of Rosendale in Ulster County has asked the state to divest its holdings in pension investments that support the Pilgrim Pipeline project. The Rosendale Town Board adopted a resolution last week in support of the withdrawal of any accounts that support the pipeline project from taxpayer-funded portfolios. Rosendale is the second municipality in Ulster County to take this action. The village of New Plants was the first. Rosendale Town Board member Jennifer Metzger said the board wanted to get Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli thinking about the Pilgrim Project and to, and I quote, urge him to take a hard look at funds being used to back a crude oil pipeline project that a number of municipalities participating in the state retirement system have formally opposed. This project directly contradicts state clean energy goals and puts our local communities and resources at unnecessary risk, end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo on Monday, June the 6th, declined to comment when asked about municipalities seeking to have Pilgrim Pipeline removed from pension holdings. He said, and I quote, I haven't looked at it, and that's going to be up to the comptroller, end quote. The proposed 178-mile double pipeline project would move Bakken crude from the Port of Albany to northern New Jersey and then send refined crude back north to Albany, largely along the I-87 corridor. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Village of Athens will decide later this month whether to renew or not renew a contract with Mid-Hudson Cable for cable service. The company wants a non-exclusive 15-year contract, so according to Mid-Hudson Cable engineer David Finger, and I quote, when we go to the bank for loans for projects, it shows we have a long-standing arrangement with the village, end quote. Finger said a new Mid-Hudson computer server will mean faster internet service. The Village Board will hold a public hearing on the contract issue in June. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Editor's note, Mid-Hudson Cable is an underwriter of WGXC. Tim Martin is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Ichabod Crane Riders varsity softball team's 16-0 victory over Class B regional challenger Saranac puts the Kinderhook team in the state Final Four championship for the second straight year. The team will face Marlboro Saturday morning in the semifinals at Maru Recreational Park in Fort Edward, Washington County. Depew will play Windsor in the other semifinal. The winners will play for the state title late Saturday afternoon. Tracy Natransky said, and I quote, "It feels great to get back there. We're still pretty young, and it's a great experience for them just to be there. We're going to ride this out as long as possible. Nothing is going to be easy from here on out," end quote. The Riders have a week to prepare for their game with Marlboro, which also is making a second straight trip to the Final Four. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The Register Star is reporting that officials alerted Columbia County residents on Monday, June the 6th, they are conducting tests of the new public safety radio network. The testing could require personnel to access remote or off-road areas. They will be in county-owned vehicles and carrying county identification, according to Columbia County 911. The tests began Monday. They will continue from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily for approximately 2 weeks. For our final story, as first reported by Matthew Hamilton at Capital Confidential, Governor Andrew Cuomo on Sunday, June the 5th, directed state entities to cease doing business with and to divest public funds from companies associated with the boycotts, divestment, and sanctions campaign against Israel. The executive order affects all state agencies and departments, as well as public benefit corporations and public authorities, boards and commissions where the governor appoints the chair, chief executive, and a majority of the board members. The Port Authority is not subject to the order. State officials have 180 days to develop a list of institutions and companies believed to be engaged in the boycott. If the company makes the list, it would have 90 days to prove it is not participating in the activity. Cuomo's executive order is the first of its kind for any state. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Today is day 6 of the WGXC All Together Now 2016 Summer Pledge Drive. During the next 2 weeks, WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 a.m., then scattered showers and thunderstorms after noon. Some of those storms could produce small hail and gusty winds. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, with the temperature high near 80 degrees. For Tuesday night, isolated showers before 1 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 53. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, scattered showers with thunderstorms also possible after 10 a.m. Some of those storms could produce small hail and gusty winds, partly sunny with a high near 65 degrees. For Wednesday night, isolated showers before midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 46. And on Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 67 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 48. Sunrise today was 5:19 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:30 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 11 minutes of daylight. That is 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 7th day of June, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.